The late writer C.S. Lewis once said in his book, Miracles, there are two kinds of people in the world, those who believe miracles can happen and those who don't. He describes a miracle as an event that happens outside of the predictable order of things. In other words, something that can't be explained by science. This is the story of the friendly whales of San Ignacio Lagoon in Baja, Mexico, who in the early 1970s inexplicably changed their behavior from avoiding humans to seeking interaction and affection. There's a wonderful spot in Baja, Mexico, hundreds of miles from any sort of development, where three lagoons lie in peace, surrounded by a stark landscape of sand dunes and rocky mountains. One lagoon, San Ignacio, is the most remote. Its 60 square miles is surrounded by intertidal mudflats and lush mangrove estuaries. Over 100 species of birds can be found here, including osprey, sandpipers, egrets, and herons. Dolphins and sea lions frolic in relative safety in this lagoon, isolated from predators in the nearby Pacific Ocean. White pelicans, with their amazing precision, dive bomb for fish, and green sea turtles feed on abundant seagrass, occasionally popping to the surface for some sun. The gray whales discovered Laguna San Ignacio tens of thousands of years ago, and since then have returned every winter to give birth, raise their calves, and mate before returning to Alaska's Bering Sea. The total round trip is 12,000 miles, the longest migration of any animal on the planet. San Ignacio wasn't always a peaceful lagoon. American whaling ships killed thousands of gray whales in this lagoon beginning in the 1800s until a moratorium on whaling was put in place in 1946. In their memoirs, whalers would say that of all the species of whales they hunted, the grays were the most fierce, ramming their boats while fighting for their lives and the lives of their babies. Many a whaler perished in that lagoon, and the gray whales were nicknamed devilfish. Predictably, in the years following the moratorium, interactions between humans and grays in the lagoon were tense at best. Whales avoided humans and vice versa. Then, inexplicably, in February 1972, something amazing happened. A fisherman named Francisco Mayoral recalls he was in his ponga one morning when a gray whale approached him. He tried to steer away from the 35-foot giant, but she kept surfacing closer, finally swimming directly under his boat. Francisco was scared but had no choice but to wait to see what the gray would do next. He remembers that she rose up a couple of feet from him. Something inside Francisco led him to reach out and touch the gray whale. Instead of retreating, she moved closer, and he stroked her rubbery wet skin and felt the hair and whale lice dotting her mottled head. This was the beginning of a new era for whales and man. Since Francisco's close encounter with the gray whale in San Ignacio, more and more friendly interactions have taken place over the years with visitors from all over the world. From February through April, gray whale mothers with babies in tow approach visitors' boats and languish in the praise, belly rubs, and kisses humans bestow upon them. It's a phenomenon that science can't explain. As C.S. Lewis would say, outside the natural order of things. I know the first time I hugged a gray whale in San Ignacio Lagoon, it was a miracle. I'm Nancy Wilson. See you next time on Our Blue World.